CliffCentral.com.
Okay, let's get right into it. We have a first business who's going to pitch. Who's out there? And just before we do that, we must say thank you to Africa's Got Game. We've had the owner, Arthur Anderson, in the studio. They're doing brilliant things out in the community. They brought a few entrepreneurs in, and some of them will have the opportunity to pitch. We've got Ought SA, who help develop enterprises. And you can, of course, look up on the internet. They also support us and bring entrepreneurs out. And, of course, Soho Sun. Same thing. Also have some of their entrepreneurs that have been going through their enterprise development. So we're getting some great support of big corporates who are bringing SMEs into the studio. We say thank you for that. This show will hopefully just add huge value. Right. Who's first?
Hi, my name is Tebe, and I'm from Sir Anthony Clothing Brand. Is my 30 minutes on right now?
Yes, go.
Okay, Sir Anthony is a South African premium brand jeanswear. We embrace the individual. We make clothes that are comfortable, and also you'll be able to wear them from work to go sit with your friends and, you know, on an outing. So one of the ladies that we were sitting with here said that these are chinos, and these are not actually chinos, they're jeans. So they're actually comfortable jeans. And we are...
The pressure's on, eh?
Yeah, the pressure's on.
Where do we get hold of you? So you go for it.
Yeah, we celebrate the individual. We are distinct. Our distinct is that we simplicity. We make clothes that simple with a twist.
Okay, and we get hold of you where?
On Sir Anthony Facebook, Sir Anthony _ZA on social media, and Twitter. It's Sir Anthony SA, and we also have an outlet in Vilakazi Street soon to be launched, which is the Box Shop, which is the Box Shop _SA.
Part of Africa's Got Game initiative, which is fabulous. Thank you. So you said it was Tebe.
Yes, Tebe Tsutetsia.
Yeah, not easy to pitch your business. People listening live. Well done for trying. Quickly, how was this pitch? Anyone comment here? How was this pitch? Obviously, difficult.
Yeah, very lively. I liked it.
Yeah, and yeah, then
I liked it.
Then
I just wish, though, maybe you stood up so we can get the passion through than sitting down.
That does help, eh?
Yeah, it does help.
It really helps when you stand up. You don't have to, but it does help when you stand up. All right. Any comments on his? Do you have a question for the panel, and then also comments on whatever the business is about?
I do have a comment. I want to hear his byline again.
Okay. Do you have a byline?
Byline, motto, or I'm not sure. Maybe in layman's terms, I'm not understanding you clearly.
You said something about your jeans. You said two words. I can't remember. Something about designed comfort or something.
Oh yes, we design clothes that are comfortable, and the jeans that I'm wearing right now, I can practically run in these jeans because they've got a bit of stretch.
No, you said two words. You said two.
Simple and something.
Oh, simplicity with a twist.
Simplicity with a twist.
Yes.
There was something else he said, which for me that was it. I was done.
Something about
once he'd said those two words, I was done. I bought into the brand. I bought into the concept of what he offered, and I want to get back. I want to find those two words that you said, young man. Afterwards, we'll have to chat, because that captured everything you stand for, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Right in the beginning, you said it.
Right in the beginning.
Well, was it maybe our motto? Character creates couture.
No, it wasn't that.
We'll listen to the podcast.
We'll listen to the podcast. Yeah. But well done.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, do you have a question for the panel?
Yes, because there's a whole lot of designers out there, and what we want to do is that we want to create something that's going to live beyond us. And maybe, I don't know, maybe if, does it take money? Does it take commitment? How do you structure, build those structures, and so that we can create...
Yo, okay, Richard Netlaling, we could take a whole show on that, but thank you.
Okay, so if you go back and look at some previous podcasts, you'll find a podcast where we had Myron Zeidel with us, the gentleman who created the Soviet Jeans label. Now, I'm sure you pretty much agree Soviet Jeans really made a mark in the South African environment from a clothing perspective. Now, the reality is that one of the things that Myron talks about is taking your passion, and that's quite clear that we can see the passion out there, and actually infusing that into everything you do, and that your customer base can actually experience that passion and feel that passion as it translates through your clothing. And that's something that he got right with with Soviet and with the Soviet brand, and everything they did lived that passion and that energy, and that's what he did. And yeah, I think you can learn from that experience.
All right, and Thaleng, very quickly, I want to get through many of these guys out there.
Well done, Tabo. I think Richard has just summarized it. It starts with the passion. And I think once the company has gained momentum, then you start focusing on processes and systems within the organization. And those will live beyond you. Because whether you're in the company or not, people that you employ would know how to, you know, to run the company moving forward.
All right. All right. Who's next from Ought SA?
She's actually. Hi. I'm going to stand because I'm really short. Nikki O'Bell from the Ascot Boutique Hotel.
Hi, Nikki. Sorry.
I don't even know how to, this is weird. Okay, I'm going to do my bar mitzvah speech. Okay, so the Ascot Boutique Hotel is a five-year-old, four-star boutique hotel in Norwood. It's been around since 1958, and it's gone through a whole lot of, it's changed completely, but over the years, it closed down for many years. We purchased the building, couldn't find a person to take over the hotel, so we jumped in. I'm actually from advertising background, jumped into a boutique hotel and learned how to be a little hotelier. So it's lots of fun. It's a funky hotel. It's, as I mentioned, it has got 4 stars. And it's 15 guest rooms. It's got a bar and restaurant. We always do something funky and different there. We have salsa on a Thursday night, different DJs on a Friday. We do live entertainment every Saturday night. So there's always something going on besides offering a great experience for each and every guest who walks through the door.
All right.
So, yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm jumping in there. That was long. But
sorry.
Alice, the pitch? Are you awake?
I am awake.
No reflection.
No, I think it's okay. I just would like to know where do we find more about this hotel. You know, I never heard of it.
I want to go.
Okay. No, you have. Hello. Touch me on.
You're on.
Okay. It's in Norwood, which is actually going through a huge revival at the moment. So it's a very funky place. And it's you can dial 011-483-3371 and speak to one of our friendly duty managers and find out more about us.
All right. Question for the panel? No question. Any comments for her? Richard, anyone?
So just some thoughts, Nikki. I mean, the reality is, you know, there's so much accommodation out there in the Joburg environment, and the key is to do something that differentiates yourself quite quickly in the minds of the customer, and making sure that you take your uniqueness that you have and make sure that it's out there in the public space. I assume that you've spent some time and energy in the world of marketing,
yes.
You said. So you clearly are able to look at things like your website, your social media presence, etc. Make sure that you play heavily in that space, because the reality is good news travels really fast in this market.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news, unfortunately, also travels faster. So make sure that the experience that you promise is what you deliver.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, who's next? Someone from Africa's Got Game.
Yeah. Yes, good afternoon. I'm Buitumelo Mphatlele from Modish Eye South Africa. Is my mic okay?
Yeah, very close to your mouth. Pitch.
Okay, sure. So, New York has Maybelline, London has Crabtree and Evelyn, Paris has L'Oreal. Can you think of a premium African brand off the top of your head? Well, the CSIR and I have developed a product and brand concept called Modish Eye South Africa, focused on specialized solutions for dry skin, cellulite, stretch marks, using indigenous skin technology, which we call low GI skin nutrition. Low GI, you might ask? Yes, low guilt index. Guilty pleasures that reduce the calories. Or, if you like, your personal trainer in jars of luxury. Available on www.modisheye.com. There's a jar in front of you. You're welcome to have a look.
I see it. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Tlaleng, comment.
Impressive. I'm sold on that. I'll try the product. If it's gonna give me low GI, definitely. Yes. Very impressive. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Great pitch.
Great pitch. A question for the panel.
Okay. I would like to find out, as a small business with the industry focus now being on manufacturing, which we're trying to do, raising funding and everything, we find ourselves in a bit of a cul-de-sac all the time because, as you mentioned earlier, you know, you need the customer to get the funding, you need the funding to get the customer. What is required for high LSM retailers such as your Woolworths and your Stutterfords to actually look at stocking luxury African brands next to your international brands? Because, I mean, you walk into Stutterfords and there's Dash, Kim Kardashian's brand, and I think we're also just as competent locally, but, you know, we don't get the opportunity by virtue of being local and not international.
Very good question. Who's going to grab that one for now?
Can I grab that one? Because I've had some experience here with a local company that actually manufactures for many of these retail brands. What we often don't realize is there's actually a common back end to many of these products, and it's just labeling and recipe, etc., that influence that. I think you've got to decide, are you going to try and compete at the manufacturing level, or are you competing at a brand and let's call it recipe level where you're actually able to make a difference? The reality is, you know, does mixing the components that make up this beautiful product actually, you know, do you have to do it yourself, or can you use the lowest cost producer that's out there in the market right now to do it for you under license? And people are out there and they are more than happy because they've got the production facilities, they've already invested, they've already spent all of that money investing. All you have to do is take them the recipe. Yeah. And if you can position yourself well in terms of the recipe and you can and show that you've got the offtake capability with people like the big houses, like Woolworths, etc., they are more than happy to manufacture and package for you. Mm.
Okay, so that's one angle, Alice.
Yeah, what I was going to say is interesting that, you know, you're in this space. So perhaps it would help to have an open mind as well in terms of whether do you go direct retail, you know, you remember your Avarice Lanes, you know, that always is a model that could work in terms of, you know, word of mouth, you know, getting that traction from people who essentially see, you know, themselves living the lifestyle that, you know, your product, you know, accentuates.
Any other comments? Murray?
Yeah, I think this is a real opportunity to be creative in how you break into these markets because each of the big corporates has their own BE targets to meet, and this is a perfect opportunity for a win-win solution. Mm-hmm. It's getting to speak to the right people in these organizations and having a compelling value proposition. I think you've got a great product, you've got a great brand, and I think a partnering idea that Richard's mentioned will give you the credibility of a supply chain. Mm-hmm. And then it's just about pitching that content to the right person at the right at the right time. And that, unfortunately, takes hard work.
Yeah.
It takes planning. It means going to identify who your target market is, who are the key decision makers, formulating a pitch, getting in through the door, and this is all part of the hard work. And you will find that there's a win-win solution here that will get you onto the shelves. So don't give up. If I can encourage you, you've got a great product, a great pitch, so well done.
Thank you.
You're bringing that triple B angle now, the transformation angle. You must be able to pull that together somehow. It takes a little bit of thinking and conversation. Tlaling, do you want to say anything before we move on?
No. I think
okay.
That's
all. All right, who's next?
Hi, I'm Yael. I'm the owner, glorified receptionist, psychologist, laser technician, and et cetera, to the clients that come to my day spa. Also situated in Norwood, right next to the Ascot Hotel, my beauty and crime. And I'm all about my client's experience. Is it whatever they do? They come for nails, they come for massages. It's entirely up. It's all about them. So as you walk through the door, you will get this beautiful neck brace to calm you down, a homemade brusque with a beautiful cappuccino. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Normal?
Yes. Sorry about that. And by the time you leave, by the time you leave, you're actually so relaxed and recharged that you can actually deal with life. I've started my four-year business with through Orchard. It's a beautiful organization. When I started, I was a complete rookie, and I'll never forget my first induction. Sitting in front of other people, they all exactly like me, and I was chatting to one of the girls right next to me, and funnily enough, she became our very first client. And 4 years later, she's not only we good friends, but our daughters are in the same class. So,
okay. I think, you know what? Yael, your pitch Your pitch was going just brilliantly until you said, "I'm nervous."
Yeah, that's right.
Tell people that. But any comment, Laleng, on her pitch?
I agree with you that the pitch was quite good. You started well. You told us where your business is, what you do, the experience that you give to your clientele. That's good. I think your kind of industry is about networking. Every opportunity that you get, every person that you engage with, because you never know where your next customer is going to be coming from. So yeah, keep up the good work, you know, keep on interacting with people. And then that's how you know, it's word of mouth. You know, in the beauty industry, if people are happy with the service that they get, they will come back for more.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not particularly exposed to the beauty industry, but interesting, the moment you mentioned the experience, I needed me. The moment you mentioned the experience, because there's obviously many people doing what you're doing, but when you say, when you walk through the door, you find this and this and this, that spoke to me, mm-hmm. saying, oh, gee, that atmosphere, relax, forget about all my hassles. So yeah, any question for the panel?
How can you get hold of me? Sorry, I'm Grant Avenue, Main Road, and we are fixing it up, and it's 011-483-2280. I'd like to just ask, just regarding staff, I think that's the hardest part of any business. Keeping the staff happy is my main concern, because there's a lot of they change and swap, and I've been very lucky with great staff, but trying to keep them happy on the go, and the training is very, very challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come in quickly. It must be the most difficult thing in business. And as soon as they get to know what you're doing, they want to go do it themselves. They want to move on. You have ambitious staff members who are not happy just being employees, and they need to move on. All I would say, it's always a one-on-one thing. It's a one-on-one thing. You've got to connect with every staff member, especially if you're small. Just the mic must be off on that side. Okay. If you're a small business, the benefit you have is you can engage staff members one-on-one. And it's that one-on-one relationship that makes the difference. Really understanding what makes them tick, understanding their aspirations, understanding their background. You're not going to psychologize, because you're not a psychologist. Maybe for your clients you are, but not for them. But these days, I'm sorry, your life at home, your life at work, your everything is just amalgamated. It's one great whole. So you've got to connect with your employees.
Can I ask a question? I'm just curious. Yael, have you met Nikki before?
We've known each other since age 7, growing up in Durban. And yeah, we run two businesses together. And I always take care of her till she comes in when I'm away. And it's amazing. We've got great partnership. A lot of her clients come to the spa and they're very happy.
Why I'm asking that is because I don't think I heard that, you know, I could go to Ascot and still get the same kind of treatment that you offer, yet you are in the same neighborhood.
Mm. Well, not only in the same neighborhood, we've got an adjoining door. The Ascot is amazing. It's so much easier to pitch for someone else's business. It's almost like a faulty tower, but in the best possible way. Okay. And
but have you leveraged this? Because I'm just not getting that part. I didn't get that part that, hey, you know, there's the Ascot experience, but there's also, you know, Beauty by Laser on the other end. Have you thought about leveraging that partnership that you already have?
Where's the mic?
No, I've got it. Sorry. Well, we do. We do a lot of advertising together. I'm on their website, so if clients book in advance.
All right. It just wasn't part of the pitch.
Okay.
Okay.
It's two separate businesses.
Yeah, we know that. Two separate businesses, but you can leverage, because you're right there in the same clients, probably. All right, thank you so much. That's excellent. Beauty by Laser. Richard, you're going to go there. All right. Who's next? Let's get two or three more pitches if we can. Who's pitching their business next? And it is Auto. No, let me see this. That was also Auto SA, Yale. And now we've got a Togo Sun person.
Hi, my name is Pauline Tiba. I'm representing Lura's Guest House in Soweto, the first B&B that was created in 2001. Our first guests were journalists from New York Times, and then other guests came in, journalists. Then we hosted journalists during the World Cup, and we're based in Deep Loof, Soweto. Those who want to come into Soweto, you're welcome to have a stay at our guest house and experience the life, the nightlife and the day life in Soweto.
Thank you. You said Lolo, was that Lolo's B&B?
Yes.
All right, we've had some. I mean, pitch. How was that pitch, Marie? You look happy. I don't know if you are. I think you can say more.
Well, I believe this is a very competitive space.
Yeah.
And to be effective in a 30-second pitch, one has to find out what is your unique value proposition or unique selling proposition, and put that out there. And I think to a certain extent, Paulina did start exploring that by saying we were one of the first B&Bs in that area. We attracted all the journalists when we were undergoing, the World Cup process. So she started on a unique value, her unique selling proposition. She just didn't contextualize it enough for me. But so there's a lot to be said for Lolo's, but I didn't get it in the pitch.
Okay, and does she know? It sounds to you like she was getting to this unique value proposition, but does she actually have it? Lolo, do you want to comment back to that? I mean, are you different from other B&Bs in Soweto? And in fact, when you say first, what do you mean by first?
We have couple of bed and breakfast in Soweto, but most of them were not graded during that time. Usually, if you want to attract people to come into your establishment, you have to be graded so that you promise people that you'll give them a quality accommodation. So grading is also one of the best part when you have an establishment like that.
All right. Question for the panel.
Can I just say something to Lolo? This may be presumptuous, but I just think really in your pitch you have to talk about Soweto. Your pitch is about Soweto experience, not Lolo B&B.
Yes,
because I've heard about that. So tell me about Soweto. Soweto. What did it give us? Nelson Mandela. You know, give us that experience. I'm coming in, into South Africa for the first time. Tell me about how does Lolo help me get the Soweto experience?
Okay, when you come to Soweto for an overnight at Lolo's, we take you to Mandela Museum. We have you go to the towers. We have a lot of Chisanyama in Soweto, something that is totally different from other countries. We have Chisanyama, and then you go to Hector Peterson Museum, you go to Walter Sisulu Square, you go to Regina Mundi. We call it a Soweto tour. We show you the tourist attraction around Soweto. Okay. And then in the evening, you can go to Vilagazi Street, where we have a couple of restaurants, and then you can also go to a Shebin. We have a Shebin not far from us.
All right, so work on that one. You can really, people, if they can feel this historic city almost. So wait, Saling, you agree?
I agree. The other thing that I would advise is, unless your target market is journalists, because it's kind of not, you've said a lot about journalists coming to your
establishment.
Yes, an establishment for journalists.
Mm-hmm. No. We target domestic and international tourists. We don't choose.
That's just how it sort of started during that period.
Yeah, journalists are opportunists, of course.
Yeah, of course
they
are.
They're there too, to advertise us.
Coming from one of the country's top journalists. All right, so do you have a question very quickly, and then we'll go to the next one?
No, not at the moment.
All right, let's go for the next one. Also, Toho-san. And here goes. Same business. Do we have a different pitch?
Hi, everybody. I'm Dolly Shoppe from Dagalo Bed and Breakfast. One of the five first guest houses to be in the Tsuho-san group. We are just next to Vilagazi Street, one of the most famous street in the whole world, where Nelson Mandela and Bishop Tutu lived. My guest house is a three-star guest house. And I'm different from the other B&Bs because I'm proud of, I've got a very beautiful garden around Vilagazi. And even my backyard garden, I've got vegetables that we eat from the garden. And I've got chives that I mingle with my breakfast in the morning for my guests. And I've got strawberries that I can, when they're in season, then I give to my guests as breakfast.
Okay.
So you can find me on 082-723-0585.
Now that did it for me. I mean, having a B&B on Vilakazi Street is probably like having a bush house overlooking Crocodile River or a house overlooking the ocean. You know, so when you push that Mandela and Tutu lived, I mean, that does differentiate it. Do you have a quick question for the panel or not?
Not really, but we've got, I've got a problem, especially with marketing, because most of the time we get a lot of buses coming through Vilakazi Street, but they don't stay over for the night. They only come for lunch.
Richard?
Yeah.
I mean, you grew up in Vilakazi Street. You can.
As a local of Vilakazi, yeah. One of the challenges that I've observed in particularly the tourist industry is that there's this constant frenetic pace. You know, you hear people, I'm flying into Joburg for a day or two, and then I'm going to Cape Town, and then I'll be there a day, and then I'm going on to Durban, and then I'm leaving, you know, in 5 days' time. Now, the reality is you're not experiencing South Africa if that's your tourist type of environment. And I'm not sure you want to actually try and attract that type of tourist. That's probably not going to be ideal. What you need to do is potentially look for partnerships with tourist operators who actually want to give people a real South African experience and say, okay, I want somebody to spend an evening in Vilakazi Street and actually engage and be comfortable in that space. And the reality is there's many agencies out there and travel agencies who would love to give that experience, but perhaps don't have the right sort of, let's call it, infrastructure, or they're not aware of the right type of infrastructure that would allow them to sell, let me call it, the rich, authentic African experience.
All right. Thank you so much. I want us to do
Can
one more pitch.
Can I just make a quick comment for
yes,
Dolly?
Yes, I want one more pitch.
Yeah. Dolly, just one quick thing. Always remember, too, that you need to get your visitors before they come here. So look for ways to leverage technology to market yourself, but I can talk to you about that.
Okay, do we have one more Africa's Got Game person? Is it Simangele? Quickly pitch your business. We've got 30 seconds, literally. Give us the sound there.
Hi, I'm Simangele Mpahlele. I'm a coach and a facilitator. My company is called Dala People Development. We provide services, coaching services to entrepreneurs and SMMEs. We support them in making sure that at the end of the day, their businesses grow and they invest in their people. We provide team coaching, one-on-one coaching, team building, and self-awareness programs. What makes us unique is the fact that we customize coaching solutions based on the people challenges that an SMME or an entrepreneur will have, and at the end of the day, supporting them to grow their businesses. You can find me at dalapeopledevelopment.co.za, Facebook, Dala People Development, Twitter, Dala People Development. Thank you.
Dala People Development. Okay, any quick comment?
Brilliant pitch. Brilliant. Thank you. That was good.
All right. Do you have a question for the panel? Actually, we don't have time. I'll just let you pitch your business. All right. Thank you so much, SMEs. Thank you. Thank you. It's not easy. We need our SMEs to practice a little bit more and put energy into it. And again, we must do a show on pitching itself. And then maybe one of the criteria is they've got to listen to the pitching show before they come and pitch their business. Let's do that. That's what I like about podcasts. Thank you so much, all of you. Tlaleng Moabi from Inzani Technologies, you were an inspiration. Really great having you here. Good luck with your business, taking it to another level.
Thank you so much.
And of course, Alice Mnyandu, always the wisdom that comes in. Love having you with us. Richard Angus. And next week, again, our business masterclass. A little bit different next week because we'll have an hour business masterclass. And while we do that, SMEs will be allowed to pitch their business and engage the panel. And of course, then we have our transformation platform, half hour from 2 to 2:30. Next up, our leadership in education. CliffCentral.com